Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jerry Lawler, who, of course, the king, he grew up watching him wrestle in Memphis, Tennessee as a little boy. This is real. You can't make this stuff up. My family in Memphis was Uncle Butch and Aunt Barbara. Aunt Barbara was my dad's sister, or is my dad's sister. She's with us, and I. But I would stay at my grandma's house and then go over to Aunt Barbara and Uncle Butch's house. And they had three kids, Barry, Brandy, and BJ. And my Uncle Butch would sit on Sunday or Saturday. I can't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday. But we would watch wrestling. And he would drink Pabst Blue Ribbon with salt on the rim. And I would sit in the chair next to him. And he was, I'm telling you, like, he'd look you in the eye and tell you it was Jerry Lawler, Elvis Presley, and Martin Luther. Those names, three kings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he was intensely serious about that statement.
Born November 29th in Memphis, Tennessee, he is, without question, one of the greatest wrestling champions of all time, having won a staggering 168 titles in a career that spanned five decades, highlighted by his highly publicized feud with comedian Andy Kaufman. You can listen to his podcast, The Jerry Lawler Show, and this past Saturday marked the 10th anniversary of him surviving a near-fatal heart attack live on WWE Raw. Please welcome, wrestling legend and friend of the show, the King, Jerry Lawler.
I had to think about it. It was Elvis Presley, Jerry Lawler, and Jesus Christ. Those are the three kings.
Even better.
That's how it was. You say, son, there are three kings in Memphis, Tennessee. Elvis Presley, Jerry Lawler, and Jesus Christ.
Perfect.
Mr. Jerry Lawler, how are you?
I am fine. Thank you very much. But I hear you just played my WWE entrance music. But before that, was there a reason that you played Bad Company Until the Day I Die? Was that intended for me?
Yes, I was sending you the messages, the cardiac arrest. I got to tell you, man, after knowing about the Andy Kaufman bit with Letterman and the work, the greatest work ever known in the history of professional wrestling, maybe in television, I honestly, in my heart, had to go, he wouldn't try. I know it was a real heart attack. Correct?
Yes, correct.
Yes, you really did.
And, you know, I always like to, I try to set the story straight because everybody says, you know, that I had a heart attack. In reality, it was not a heart attack. It was a cardiac arrest, which are two totally different things. A heart attack is when you have clogged arteries and blood clot or something stops up your veins or your arteries and that sort of stuff. And then your heart is damaged by a lack of blood flow, or you can die from that, of course.
Right.
But cardiac arrest is when, for one reason or other, your heart just suddenly stops beating. And only 7 out of 1,000 people that have cardiac arrest survive. And the only ones that do is if they have immediate care, because technically, as soon as you have the cardiac arrest, your heart stops and you're dead. And if there's not immediate care, which in my case, fortunately, our company doctor was sitting right next to us watching the matches that they always do in WWE. And you know, I just fell over out of my announce chair and right in front of him. So he realized something bad was wrong. He checked, could tell that my heart wasn't beating, and he started immediately doing compression, the CPR, And it, without that, I mean, if it had happened a few minutes later, or maybe like when I was back at the hotel or something, I would not be here today. Right. I would be dead, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's because before I got into radio, I was riding the ambulance. I was a paramedic down in KCK. And it's, what you're saying is exactly right. So, like, if you were electrocuted or blunt trauma or you're drowning, you know, those things that just happen to stop your heart can be restarted, but you have to have somebody on it. If the engine's busted, right. You know, like you're pissed, you know, everything. If your engine seizes per se, yeah, it's not getting restarted again. But
what everybody didn't realize, they just assumed it was a heart attack. You said the magic word just a second ago, blunt trauma. I had just had a match. Me and Randy Orton had just wrestled CM Punk and Dolph Ziggler. And during that match, Dolph Ziggler body slammed me while I'm laying there on the mat. He gave me 10 elbows right to my chest, 10 in a row. I mean, bam, jumped up, bam, down again. And I swear to God, I've told this story a million times. After the fifth elbow that he was dropping on my chest, I said to myself, whatever happened to the days that we used to do this and not kill each other? And sure enough, what the cardiologist told me later was that blunt trauma knocked my heart off rhythm.
Yeah.
And it took about 7 to 10 minutes. I was back, finished the match, and was back over at the announce table. And during that time, my heart was fibrillating or something. Anyway, yeah. It was just off rhythm.
No, that's it. Suddenly, it fibrillates. It shakes.
Yeah,
it basically,
yeah.
It's out of sync.
Out of sync. And then suddenly it seized up. And that was it. I had the cardiac arrest.
Oof. And that's where those paddles come in. That really is the one. Like those paddles really do work, but it's only if your heart can get, you know, shocked back into a sinus rhythm. And again,
yeah, well, they took me, and the doctor, Doc Sampson, you know, he basically saved my life. But he told me later, fortunately, you know, there were paramedics. This was in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And there were two other paramedics there at the show, which we always have extra, you know, medical help at these shows. And he told me later, he said, man, your heart was not beating. And we had to do the CPR. And if those other two guys wasn't there to help me, because my heart didn't beat for 22 minutes. It was 22 minutes before they got to the paddles. And he said, I could have never done it alone. He said, I had to have help. So we traded off, the three of us, to keep your heart,
sure,
blood flowing while your heart wasn't beating. And it was 22 minutes before they got the paddles. And then they used the paddles on me 7 times. And my chest had big burn marks on it, you know, when I came to at the hospital. But they shocked me 7 times before it got my heart started beating on the right rhythm again.
God dang, man. And do you remember when it was happening? If you're just joining the show, we're talking to Jerry the King Lawler. Now, WWE Hall of Famer, 168 career championships. I mean, KingJerryLawler.com. You can see it all. But this is the 10th anniversary of it happening. But two things keep coming back to my mind. I'm like, how terrible if they would have thought it was a work that you hadn't told anybody about. And they didn't take it as seriously as they did because, you know, you're known for pulling the greatest work of all time. How terribly, I mean, you just think it could have happened like that, right? Like, it is a possibility that they may not have taken it as seriously, like it was really happening.
Right. Well, that's the good thing. You know, of course, our company doctor, Doc Sampson, he knew it was a work. You know, he knew that I was not supposed to be laid out, not breathing, and my heart not beating during the middle of a match.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was crazy. And you say, what was it like? I mean, even my cardiologist said later on, he said, well, let me ask you this: do you remember anything? Did you have to see it, or they talk about seeing a bright light? Did you see a light or anything while you were unconscious? And I said, no. And he said, well, that meant you were going the wrong way.
when it happened, do you remember not feeling well? I mean, because it just stopped, obviously, and now you're not going to get blood to your brain and oxygen. Did it just feel like going to sleep? Was it painful?
I did not feel anything, and I did not remember anything. When I woke up, they kept me on that I guess once I got in the hospital, they put me on the propofol or whatever, yep. the same stuff that Michael Jackson was on. Anyway, and I didn't even wake up until 3 days later. And when I woke up, I had no idea what had happened. I had no idea where I was. We had been, my fiance and I had been in Aruba 2 days before we came back to Canada, where I came back to Canada to do the TV show. And when I opened my eyes in the hospital, and Lauren, my fiance, was standing there at the bedside, and I had this thing down my throat. I couldn't even really talk. So I'm like writing stuff down, and I said, "Are we still in Aruba?" And I mean, it was like no memory, no warning, nothing. I was just all of a sudden dead.
God, that is. I guess it's somewhat comforting that it doesn't hurt if you go that way. Sometimes you just go to sleep, but. But how insane is that? That you wake up and they're like, you had a heart attack during Raw in Montreal, and you're like, shut up, you know?
Exactly. That's exactly the way it was, because I didn't. And you said it was like it wasn't even like going to sleep. I literally was watching the match, and it was Kane and Daniel Bryan against somebody, and I'm commentating on the match, and it was like I'm looking up at Kane, and I just like blinked my eyes. In my mind, I just like blinked my eyes, and when I opened them. I'm in the hospital, and Lauren's standing there beside me.
God.
So there was like no warning, no feeling of going to sleep, nothing. It was just like all of those 3 days of my life were just gone, and I didn't even remember.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's just crazy, man. That's so now does it make you look at everything differently? Like how close you came?
No.
I love that.
I think because it was, I mean, when I woke up, I felt perfectly fine. Other than I did have a very sore chest because they actually fractured one of my ribs during the CPR stuff. Yeah. So that was very sore, and I sort of thought for a minute because they said you had a cardiac arrest, and I couldn't really believe it except my chest was so sore. So that then I thought. At that time, I'm thinking it was maybe a heart attack and it damaged my heart, and my heart was what was so sore. But then I found out later, you know, that it was just the fractured rib that was making me so sore. But no, I guess it did because it happened so fast, and I have no memory of any pain or any bad feeling about it. When I came back to, it was like it never even happened to me. And I never think about it really until somebody else mentions it to me. I mean, I haven't had any, haven't had any problems with my heart at all since then. So, no, I don't even think about it anymore.
You know, by the way, I saw you out, you posted it up. I think it was on Instagram. You had the Batmobile out the other day.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I got another phone call coming from those people. The A&E people were in town, and they're doing a documentary. I don't know if you've seen all the documentaries that they've been doing for next season.
Sure.
They're doing my documentary for A&E, and we had the Batmobile out, driving it over to the Mid-South Coliseum, where we had all those famous matches and all of that sort of stuff. So, yeah, that was. It's always fun to get the Batmobile out. I love looking at the people's faces when they look over in their car and all of a sudden the Batmobile's sitting beside them at a red light, you know.
Listen, I know they're calling you, man, to do a whole tour today. So, listen, Jerry, good to hear your voice, my friend. Hopefully we'll catch up soon.
Ah, love it, man. Anytime.
All right, brother. Stay right there. Hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.